The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And welcome back, folks, to National Intel Report. Chris Steiner back with you live today, the second hour. The second hour we are live here on National Intel Report. Is my audio being picked up? I think we're all set. Okay. Here we are live, second hour, National Intel Report. Chris Steiner here with you. I hope you enjoyed the interview in the first hour that had to be pre-recorded with Richard Gage. And his site again is richardgage911.org. Unfortunately, he had to leave Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, which he founded, but now he's able to speak freely. It was something on COVID that he had commented on, asked a question about, and that was supposed to be outside his realm of expertise, I suppose, for the organization, but now he can speak freely. So we're glad for that and his ongoing work, and we're continual talk about 9/11. If you'd like today, if you'd like to call in, and I have some information, more information to give on it, maybe some clips to play, but first, if you'd like to call in on 9/11 or anything else in general that's current in the news, because that is something we'll be getting into and you think everybody should know about, give us a call here at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We are streaming also on Facebook Live at facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa. And as I do always on my live show, also the Richard Gage pre-recorded interview has been up since September 9th when we recorded it live. It went out live on Facebook, and now I'm trying to get into the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page to change my identity, which is a new step that Facebook is requiring in order to post on a page on which you are an editor or an administrator. So I try to do that right when the show starts. That's why I let the intro music play for a little bit extra. If you'd like to call on 9/11, things that you might want to comment on, or well, where were you? What did you think? I remember what I thought the moment it happened. I said, oh, Lord, the government did this, and they're going to take away all our rights. And then I had to go off to work as I watched the newscast on TV. That's September 11th, 2001. How long did it take for you to wake up? What is it that woke you up? That's what I remember, actually. The term woke meant originally, and the context in which I heard it was, you're awake to 9/11 and other various and sundry things. But primarily, 9/11 would top that list if you're called woke. So it's an example of how many things get hijacked. Or another thing that got hijacked is the 9/12 movements and the Tea Party movement, which, if you may remember, was initiated, I think it was 2007. And let me see, Carol Brugier's website, communitycurrency.org, I'll go check. But later in Boston Harbor, first in San Francisco Bay, there were people dressed in colonial garb who dumped copies of the 9/11 report into the water, into the Boston Harbor, into San Francisco Bay. And I think that history is still up. Yes, it's still at communitycurrency.org. I was just thinking off the cuff that I would mention that. So many things are hijacked in that context. So that's where the 9/12 movement and that sense of unity we had, that Glenn Beck said that we should have after 9/11. Well, we have a sense of unity in rejecting the 9/11 report. It's a much higher ground, I think. And Jason Burmis, William Veal, Dylan Avery attended. The 2007 one was in Boston Harbor and also San Francisco. So, San Francisco Bay. So, I left my 9/11 report in San Francisco Bay, they might say. And, what is it that that really was the most glaring fault in the official story of 9/11 for you? I'd like to hear from you on that. And I'm going to get into first and show up on screen for those who are watching on video. A great article that was just published September 11th this year, 2022. And Mike, I'm hearing, I don't know if it's my computer giving the audio interference or not, or let me know by Skype or otherwise if you want to break in, let me know if there's a problem on the audio. Get back into the chat here on Skype. Okay, gotcha. Now I'm reading both of those chat rooms that we were in. I mean, both of those Skype sessions that we're in, both for the conference call and the Skype 2 connection there, Mike, for your information. The audience, for the general viewing audience, listening audience doesn't need to know that, but I'll keep a better eye on Skype. And also in the chat room, you can join us on the listen/archives page over at my site at theliberationstation.com. That's the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com, which I'm now going to in order to pay attention. Okay, Mike, I got your message. Thanks for the feedback there. And okay, thanks for doing the audio check on the Facebook live stream, too. Going above and beyond the Call of Duty, making it sound so good there, Mike. And another good reason to donate to RBN, such a professional community of callers and those who are behind the scenes running it, like you, Mike, the linchpin, who has done so much. So taking over after John Stadmiller, I'm sure, has been nerve-wracking, but you've been making it happen, and folks should donate to RBN if they can, whatever they can. We'll go to republicbroadcasting.org and click the donate button, please. And now, let me get to the article I promised, now that I'm into my chat room. And the article is A Crash Course in 9/11 Truth, 7 Documentaries You Need to See, a collection of thoroughly researched documentaries from numerous reputable independent researchers, concisely refuting the official narrative of the attack on the World Trade Center. And it's over at the Break the Matrix Substack, breakthematrix.substack.com, September 11th, by Don Villa Jr. Let me blow it up, enlarge it on screen here, and starts out, contrary to the misconceptions deliberately popularized by so-called debunkers, aided by disinformation disseminated from the federal government and corporate media, the 9/11 Truth Movement was and always has been a fact-finding campaign, first initiated by the friends and family members of many of the victims who died that fateful September morning. A quest for truth initiated by the loved ones of those who died, who upon the conclusion of the underfunded government inquiry were left with more questions than answers. Feeling ignored and betrayed, they set out on their own in a search for answers as to what really happened to those they held so dear. And I'll just interject here. That's how they try to false us 9/11 truth seekers in the future. In the past, I mean, in the future, they're not so much. But getting ahead of myself, in the past, they used to fault us by saying, well, what would the friends and family of the deceased say? You're you're dishonoring them. You're making them feel bad. Well, the majority of them wanted more truth. There's a backstory on that I won't get into for the sake of time on the show. I see Pat in Texas. You're on the line. I'll get to you as soon as we can. The movement they started ignited a firestorm of public conscience and consciousness. On this 21st anniversary of 9/11, the fight for 9/11 truth is now more prevalent than ever. 21 years on, and more people than ever before are waking up to the reality that we were lied to about the events that transpired that terrible Tuesday morning. The fight for justice rages on. Thus, to mark the occasion on behalf of 9/11 truth seekers everywhere, Break the Matrix has arranged a compelling compilation of the most pertinent films to serve as a waypoint for those who need it. From the seasoned researcher, perhaps in need of a refresher, to the up-and-coming truth seekers who will carry the torch of the movement in the years and decades to come. This is by no means meant to be considered comprehensive. The reality of the September 11th attacks is complex and multifaceted, and further research is certainly encouraged. However, the information presented within these documentaries compiled here is intended to provide the watcher with as much solid evidence as possible to concisely detail and conclusively exemplify what is perhaps the most poignant and somber fact of the last two generations. We were lied to about 9/11. Building a foundation upon scientific evidence acquired through nearly two decades of rigorous study by thousands of architects, engineers, aerospace experts, and physicists, compounded with the first-hand accounts of survivors, including dozens of first responders that thoroughly debunked the claims of NIST, National Institute of Standards and Technology, and the 9/11 Commission report. That's the one that I was mentioning was dumped into San Francisco Bay and Boston Harbor. This report then expands upon that foundation with several more documentaries detailing eyewitness accounts, including those from whistleblowers and investigations by veteran independent journalists, tracking the financial actions in the weeks and days leading up to the attacks, clearly detailing some degree of foreknowledge, complicity, and benefit, as well as diligently documenting the identities of those who stood to benefit and participated in a cover-up, while also going on to outline various multifarious details that, when contextualized with the aforementioned information, contribute to establishing a basis of facts that not only brings into question but outright disprove the officially stated version of events. Upon conclusion, any rational, critical thinking individual that takes the time to analyze this information will be left with two options: reconcile with the tangible fact that our government lied to us about the most devastating attack in American history, or continue believing the lie. And we will start that list first, Pat in Texas, and want to mention PatriotsQuestion911.com. PatriotsQuestion911.org will also bring you there. That'll show you so many great 9/11 truth seekers over the years that I think is the best compilation showing that the majority of credentialed and degreed authorities are on our side. Senior military intelligence service, law enforcement and government officials, engineers and architects, pilots and aviation professionals, professors, 9/11 survivors and family members, artists, entertainers, media professionals, and medical professionals. So again, PatriotsQuestion911.com is a site that's been around for a long time, tried and true. So check that out. See the testimonials of all the authorities there. Now, Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't know how old you are, but I'm sure you're not old. Do you know who the Navigators are?
I don't.
That's what I thought. Well,
who are the Navigators?
When I was young, they put out little booklets of scripture that you could memorize that you're waiting at the bus stop, or, you know, you got a few minutes, but you don't have time to get into anything because the bus might come. I learned a lot of Bible that way. And today, I guess I'm on the list. And I got stuff.
We're all on the list. It's just a matter of how, what your ranking is on the list, which is something to be proud of. But go right ahead.
I put God TV on my cell phone. And I learned a lot of stuff that probably only God knows. I mean, oh, well, I thought you'd understand that. But I just read an article today about how this used to be a Christian nation, but it's not now. And I think we're in just pretty good, pitiful shape. And I don't really think it's going to do us any good to hash over whatever's happened and what might be going to happen and all that. I just think we need to go back to learning the Bible, because they actually they said a lot of beautiful stuff. And I said, well, you know, that artist was so great to paint stuff like that. And I think he's from Florence. I can't remember his name right now. But it's almost like Christmas was a thing of the past, you know. And
well, I think I think it's important for us to bear it in mind, because the younger generation has no idea what the history is, and it's going to be one of those things that ends up maybe like one of the pamphlets from the 60s and 70s that a friend gave me in the 90s that, you know, 50 years later is shocking, and, you know, the history, or Proofs of a Conspiracy. That's actually, if you've heard of that book, that, you know, going way back, I think, to 1790s, that was actually left by a tenant of my father's, you know, the actual book that you can find, I think, on archive.org. But all this is for our own, for our posterity to understand, not for our own edification, but posterity to know this is how we got here. And you know, as I've said before, that people, the younger generation, maybe, you know, 20, 30-year-olds, can't imagine going through an airport without going through the freedom funnels and the DNA fracturing body scans that, you know, dehumanize you and rip apart your DNA physically and degrade you. But, you know, they can't imagine that, because they wouldn't feel, I've heard them say that they wouldn't feel safe. So they have to understand the history of, you know, how the puzzle pieces of the agenda fell into place.
But I don't think we're teaching Christian history. And what good is it? I mean, okay, the answer is to get a gun and shoot the guy first. But, you know, a sword back in the day of Jesus, you'd have to be pretty good to have a automatic sword. I mean, am I making any sense? You didn't have any mass shootings or mass sword.
You know, they're going to paint people who question the government's official stories, and unless we do it loud and proud, they're going to continue to try to frame us as these lone gunmen, lone wolf, you know, like Timothy McVeigh was. And then those who, you know, those who questioned the World Trade Center, I mean, the Oklahoma City bombing of the Murrah Building, and, you know, they try to paint us, as a terrible militia movement in the 90s. And so, you know, we need to show that we're not marginalized. We're mainstream. We have nothing to do with, sometimes we will have, it doesn't matter if we have something to do with a lawful militia or, you know, as long as we're not promoting violence or fraud, that's the only thing that they need to be concerned about. And anybody with anyone with common sense, but not many people, a lot of people watching the news don't have common sense to screen what they're thinking or what they're hearing and say, well, that doesn't sound so bad. Show me where's the beef of what they did wrong.
What are they going to do to get common sense?
What are they going to do for what?
To get common sense. Because, see, even people call in all the time. They all come at everything with a different point of view. Not on how it happened, but a different point of view what to do about it. So it can't happen again or all that sort of thing. And
that's the point. It can't happen again. It can't happen again, Pat. Hold on. Come right back to you really quick here on the other side of the break, so stay tuned.
The DOJ is appealing the decision to appoint a special master in the Trump case. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yes, the Justice Department has appealed the ruling on a special master in the Trump Mar-a-Lago case, saying that the investigation could be irreparably injured by a pause. Really? The DOJ didn't seem bothered by a pause when they waited 3 months before the raid. In fact, the DOJ didn't seem bothered at all when Trump cooperated back in April. What damage could possibly be done by waiting for an independent third party to review the seized documents? Maybe the Department of Justice just doesn't want an independent third party to see the stuff at all. We already know the FBI took documents protected by the attorney-client privilege. What else may they have taken? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
One day in Manhattan, clear as could be, till the planes hit the buildings and changed history. They stood for an hour once the damage was done, but then suddenly crumbled. 10 seconds they were gone. There were cascading projections of steel into dust. Looked like explosions, but it was not disgust. So I turn off the TV, shut out the lights. It's all just illusion right in front of my eyes. Well, I'm not scared of dying. We're all bound for heaven, just sharing the truth about 9/11. Building number 7.
And welcome back, folks. This is National Intel Report. Chris Steiner guest hosting today, the September 14th, 2022. That was Eva James with Sharing the Truth. And that and other music videos on 9/11 and other topics you can find over on the music videos page on my site at theliberationstation.com, as well as on the links page. You can, if you just type in theliberationstation.com/links and then pound sign or hashtag, as they call it these days, 911. The number is 911, and it'll bring you to the section on that links page of 9/11 truth seekers, including credentialed and degreed authorities. It's a long list of links that I've compiled over the last probably 12 years or so. And right after Pat's call, we'll finish up with you, Pat, in just a moment. Then I'll just list off those seven documentaries briefly without going into the details of why they're on that list that I started out the description for at the beginning of the this second hour, which is over at breakthematrix.substack.com. Article is A Crash Course in 9/11 Truth, Seven Documentaries You Need to See. And I'll just give that list of documentaries, and if we have the time, I'll go into why later. I'll go through the article as to why they selected and the highlights of those documentaries on that list. So, Pat in Texas, as you were saying before the break.
Well, I was going to tell on these people, actually, because we know what the word mainstream media means. Right. But you know what? The people who just suddenly turn in and don't know any of the things that we're talking about, just because you tell them to go there or something, they might not even know what mainstream media meant because they think it's the media.
Well, I know there are people like that, and I'll just use the famous words in my mind next, so to get out of that conversation and move on to the next person or the next conversation with that same person. But, you know, I can, I know there are people who, I've probably heard me mention before, Pat, on my show, like a homeless fellow who became homeless right after 9/11 because he didn't feel safe anymore. He felt like if our country could be, security could be so compromised, we were all at risk of death at any moment, then what's the use? What's the use of what he had been keeping up, a good apartment, and a job, and now it's just set something on his mind. So I'm not going to go to try to explain to him what's that. You know, I don't want to traumatize him even more. People like that, you know, there are ways that you have to undo the trauma first and make, you know, bring those traumas from their unconscious to the conscious many times.
Oh, well. I guess nothing matters. But I'll tell you why people are calling. I hope they're in church. Because one of my friends, I said, y'all aren't in church tonight. She says, no, over the the shutdown, we didn't go anymore. And so we just haven't got back into going. Sunday night.
That is the worst thing that evil has done. And that's what my spiritual meditations and you know, literally and verbally, in every sense I get, is the worst thing the evil has done is made us feel as if we're separate. I feel, you know, it doesn't matter what
I met a lady and I would have gone into all of it, but this guy was a holdout. He wasn't going to make people wear masks or go to church shut the church down. And all of a sudden he decided he'd go along with it. And so I said, well, did he change his mind? And she said, no, he just didn't want all his people coming to church to get arrested also. Well, why not? I mean, you know, why don't you just teach everybody that I know that you're old, but you know what? If we could just prove that they're putting old people in jail because they came to church,
strength in numbers. Exactly. All right, Pat. Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate those points, and I'll follow up and elaborate when we get back here on National Intel Report. Chris Steiner sitting in. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Building 7, the smoking gun. It tells the truth about what was done to me and you and to the world. It tells the truth. It tells the truth. 9/11, Building 7. Oh, 9/11, Building 7. At the World Trade Center, 3 buildings came down, hit by 2 planes, panic all around. But Building 7 had barely a scratch, not hit by plane, yet it still collapsed, and office fires were blamed for that. Building 7.
We're back here, National Intel Report, Chris Steiner. Sitting in, I do a show every Sunday on Republic Broadcasting Network. That is Liberation Station radio show from 10 a.m. to noon Central, 11 a.m. to 1 Eastern. And you're just listening to Carl Seeger Henry and Mark Saunders, Building 7, The Smoking Gun, which again you can find on the music videos page over at my site, theliberationstation.com. And before we get back to the calls, those are Anthony, James, and Quince. Just going to go through this list of 7 documentaries and then address something that Pat said really quick at the very end there of her call. This list here is, for some reason, not loading up, so I guess we're just going to go into the next thing. We'll come back to the crash course in 9/11, these seven documentaries that are must-see. I just had it loaded up, and I hope my internet connection isn't going down like it did yesterday. So if it's, let me know if you can hear me, Mike. I'll give you a call, but I'm going to have to move on here to the answer to what Pat was saying. Okay, good, Mike. It sounds good. That's good to see. Something up with my browser. Showing the courage to stand up to those who are complicit in 9/11, like I was honored to have done with some friends, 9/11 Truth Movement, We Are Change Tampa, back in 2010. Won't have time to play the video I was contemplating, but you can go to the Change St. Pete YouTube channel and check it out, where George W. Bush was on his book tour for his book Decision Points, I think is the name of it. And he was shouted down or heckled, I guess you could say, by a member of our group who has the loudest mouth, and he says he just couldn't control himself. The plan had been for us to for him to go out with a bullhorn in the parking lot and start driving around while bullhorning, and then at that moment we were going to whip out our signs. Mine says a Patriots Question 9/11.com, which I shouted out in the video. The video is entitled George W. Bush Confronted on 9/11 and War Crimes in Florida. That's when he was visiting the Villages in Florida, which is a big retirement community, very conservative. They were ready for us. They had probably identified us before that demonstration, and probably scoured the online resources, like did online searches, and found that we were organizing this event on our meetup group, which still is up. Folks want to check that out, the meetup group for We Are Change Tampa at meetup.com. It's been going strong since 2007, and we are more involved on Facebook these days, posting there much, much more. But at the time, it was a good idea, I think, to demonstrate. And in retrospect, I don't think I would have, but I'm very grateful that I did. Just think that protesting doesn't do much, but, you know, in retrospect for future generations, I think that we need to have the courage to see this is what we were protesting and why we believed in it. And some people say we took our lives into our own hands doing that. It was a little bit more daunting, I thought, after they were taken away. You can see on the video, and I didn't let them. You can't see it because we didn't have other people. Only the four of us with demonstrating, and we were all briskly escorted away by people who were standing next to us or behind us at the time. Expecting some kind of outbreak, or anticipating being ready for some kind of outbreak, which that was certainly a bad idea. But I said take your hands off me or something to that effect. They didn't touch me, fortunately, and that's the attitude you have to have. Whereas my friends, they were grabbed and their arms were twisted and bent, and you know they were complaining about it. Because my arms were free, I said, I'm going along with you, something to that effect. And because my arms were free, I was able to unfold the big poster board that I had folded up in quarters and stuffed in my front waistband, and big fat black letters on a neon sign, which you can see me holding it, picture of me holding it in the video. Couldn't get a video of me. What I'm describing now is we're being walked away by Sumter County Sheriff's Department, and then turn around, whip out my sign, and you can hear me on the video shouting out, PatriotsQuestion911.org, PatriotsQuestion911.com. And then I give a short description of it, but like I said earlier, those sites go to the same website of credentialed and degreed authorities, and that's why I put it on the poster board, and turn right around and got that message out there. But that was really all I the only message I plan to get out there anyway, but silently, if at first, then only loudly if they started to escort me away. So I was hoping to, once the bullhorning began, just hold up my sign, and my friends were going to do the same thing. But anyhow, to finish up that story, it was kind of daunting that the Secret Service came to talk to us afterwards and said, well, we just have to make sure that you're not a threat. And I said, oh, yeah, like the time you were protecting George Bush on 9/11 in the Sarasota schoolroom. And so the Secret Service agent just bowed her head in shame, and having known about that critical point in history, I'm sure, so she let us go pretty promptly. And that was quite disarming, I think, to just put the kibosh on the encounter as quickly as possible. And then we went over to a restaurant around the corner, and they never followed us, fortunately. So that Secret Service encounter we do have on video, but it's not posted in that video I mentioned. If folks want it, I can forward that link. So, yeah, give folks the courage to speak up in the future, including in the future, and confront these public officials, authorities, you know, former presidents, or whoever you can, whenever they appear, and you'll find that's probably why they are less likely to appear in recent years, because folks like us, that's what I've noticed anyway. So, and that's the mission of We Are Change, not the mission, but something that we'd like to do a lot is Luke Kruchowski is one of the founding members of We Are Change, still to this day, has a lot of great confrontations. And to finish addressing Pat's point, briefly mention this article, then get your calls. This is the title of this article. I'll throw up on screen. New York Post from September 4th. And this is good news as the saga of 9/11 unfolds. The title of the article at the NewYorkPost.com is Former FBI Agent Says 9/11 Hijackers Had U.S.-Based Support. Article by Dana Kennedy, September 4th, 2021. And just to read, I'll break my promise that I'll just read one little. In the next 6 months of this action here. So if we have the time, I'll get into that. Maybe make it as relevant as possible. And this is good timing on the 21st anniversary of 9/11. Now then, let's get to your calls. Thanks for holding, folks. Anthony in Tucson, what's on your mind?
To cover that I know the solution to our problem is to abolishing of the Federal Reserve and the method by which to do it, because they now are going to cause you to lose 25% of your saved assets and increase your cost of living another 25%. And my solution is that at the age 92 I've would all like to run for president to try to charge the very people who were responsible for this for treason and go back in extensia, going back to the first Congress, 1913, that allowed the Federal Reserve Banking Act to be passed, that gave them the opportunity to further the communist movement to take over the whole world through a one-world government. That was first established, the taking over of the land of Palestine through the First World War as an agreement to get the United States into the war in order to stop Germany from signing a treaty with France, England, Russia, and England. Then solution would be a Federal Reserve note was only legal tender as long as it was redeemable back to gold and silver. When it was removed by Nixon, first trying to protect the outflow of the gold and silver to the foreign bankers, who all they had to do is print that money and they could wind up with a pound of gold or a pound of silver with paying no money for it. Basically the same as what they did with when they bought up the main media, Hollywood, their big high-rise building. Right. Even Donald Trump's building was built with no money. All of the natural resources that were used to construct it were given up by life forfeiture labor, but yet the money to pay for that was given up with no payment whatsoever. And then
it's really that's fascism, actually. It's with a communism character facet to it, to sell folks on, you know, because with fascism and the fascist monetary system, what could be more fascist than a monetary system that's owned by a privately owned Federal Reserve? Then they have to have some kind of socialist social programs and eventually leading to communism, which is why the Communist Party, I think, dissolved in 76, because they said all 10 planks of their communist manifesto had been manifested in this country. But if there weren't these social programs as the steam valve, then there would be riots under the tyranny. So that's why I try to tell folks, hey, if you're a member of Antifa, what could be more fascist than this monetary system under which we're all debt slaves? I just tell folks that because of that, I need to go to things like community currencies, which are my favorite because they're tangible, not digital. But then there are barter networks, cooperatives, swap shops, and community garden, and time banks. Time banks, barter networks, cooperatives, swap shops. So that's what I recommend, Anthony.
What about the fact that now this Mandel or who owned that pillow company, they took his cell phone when the Constitution says they have to have a warrant in order to do that, because you're supposed to be secure in your house, person, papers, and effects. But basically, what my research has found out, that when you took a Social Security card, you gave up your constitutional rights for privilege and immunity under the 14th Amendment, and then you changed your citizenship.
As a U.S. citizen.
From United States citizenship to citizens of the United States, because the federal government has states of their own, as well as the Union Republic, which you claim to be a part of the Republic Radio, have citizens of their own. And there are 50 Union states, and there's 9 federal states: Micronesia, Virgin Islands, Samoa, North and South Mariana.
Under the Enclave Clause, if you were born in any of those territories, Washington, D.C., outposts, forts, things like that, then you're under the federal jurisdiction of the 10-mile square that Congress has, quote-unquote, exclusive legislation over in the Constitution.
Right.
I appreciate all the information, Anthony. I'm just getting swamped with calls, and we got a lot of ground to cover here, so I appreciate that, and you're always welcome to call my show on Sundays. All right, thanks, Anthony, and next we will get to the Quince in, pardon me, folks, I'm trying to get my computer to catch up here. Let's take Quince. What's on your mind? Oh, pardon me, James. James is next.
I'm really enjoying it. Okay.
Is this James?
This is Quince.
Oh, sorry about that, James. Okay, we'll get right back to you, James, but go right ahead, Quince.
Really enjoying the show tonight.
Good.
When I was very young kid, I saw a film that really terrified me at the end. It was the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And I didn't really understand why I was so terrified, but there's only 2 people left in the town that are not overtaken. And then as I became an adult and then started realizing the world we live in, it dawned on me that I had an inherent fear that an entire populace could be taken over. Not just physically, but
psychologically. Haven't gotten us all yet.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's not no longer distasteful to talk about 9/11 truth seeking in common conversation, and you know you're no longer seen as somebody who sides with a terrorist or you know suspect you for being a Muslim. I just want to keep this 9/11 information alive, and you know keep folks conversant in it. Pardon me, folks. I think I just had a technical issue here, okay, I think I'm fine. But yeah, keep folks like the RBN audience conversant in all this information, so that you know if it's brought up, they can drop in a few facts here or there, and hopefully the audience will, you know, the group of people that they're in will hopefully say, hey, well, nobody else is making funny faces at this guy. You know, he's just talking about it, and you know, drop a website or two, and maybe have some flyers on hand. But you know, around 9/11, when folks, I don't get folks coming up to me anymore or telling me, you know, when I'm demonstrating about 9/11, holding a sign that they don't no longer say, you know, you ought to be shot, which is I've
okay,
had
Chris,
say,
I'm
going to
ask
like
you
that.
The question now, Chris.
So I say, is this the kind
dinner?
Of country you is this the kind of country you want to live in? And they just look shocked, walk away. The people.
Well, what about
when that's happened before?
Chris, what about at Thanksgiving dinner? What about at Thanksgiving dinner when the relatives are all sitting around? Those are the ones. Those
yeah,
are
I don't
the
know.
Tough customers.
Well, I'll save it for a better time, better timing, I guess, than Thanksgiving.
There's another great film. It's a moment in the film, One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest, when McMurphy realizes, it dawns on him that all these guys are freaking voluntaries. And he's like, are you kidding me? You guys can get up and walk out of here at any minute, and you're voluntarily subjecting yourselves to this? And that's what I see for the last 2 years. It's
well,
crazy,
that's why this is so important. I should have also, you just reminded me there, Quince, is that so important with COVID is that, as I mentioned in the first hour, and I really got into it in the second hour of my last show, which is, like I mentioned, Sundays here on RBN, 10 a.m. to noon central, is that... the model 9/11 brought, you know, after the anthrax attacks, right after 9/11, brought in the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act and the American Associations of Physicians and Surgeons, I mentioned in my interview with Richard Gage in the first hour here, that was implemented in many states, and Florida is the worst, but fortunately, apparently, hasn't been used as poorly as other states, which allows for the quarantine, you know, mandatory quarantine and treatment and vaccination. So that's the relevance of it, is that, you know, do a web search on American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, aapsonline.org. Here's the site. I'm not sure if I can find it on the fly, but aapsonline.org. Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. And they explain it. And then, you know, you watch the Corbett Report videos on how the anthrax attacks were used, were staged to bring in the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. So it all really does tie into what's going on with swine flu in 2009 and COVID.
Well, thanks, Chris. Great show tonight. Really enjoyed it.
All right. Glad to hear that. Quince and James in Vancouver, let's get right to you, and you've got the floor for the remainder of the show.
Yeah, hi. Did your structural engineer leave? Guy you were interviewing, is he gone?
Yeah, Quince is gone.
First hour. Okay,
yeah,
so
right.
Did he have any idea? Does he have any idea how the towers fell? Or have you ever wondered what keeps structural steel up, like 100,000 tons of steel? Are you familiar with what the physical properties are that keep it up?
I'm not sure, but for the sake of time, let me know.
Okay, well, let me give you some two words to look up, okay? the Sommerfeld-Drude theory. Okay. Sommerfeld, Sommerfeld-Drude. Okay. You look that up, and maybe I can call you on your program in the on the weekend. How'd that be?
Sure. Sure, that'd be great, James. I'll have to go look that up, and I'll have some time to familiarize myself with it.
Yeah, right. Good idea. Tesla was very aware of this Sommerfeld-Drude theory, by the way. Nikola Tesla, you've heard of him. So, sure. All righty, I'll get back to you.
All right, thank you, James, and you can always email me, too.
Yeah,
all right,
okay.
LiberationStation at protonmail.com, or just go to my site on the About contact page.
Okay.
Or you can fill in a form there. You don't even need an email address.
Okay.
Thanks, James. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I might. Thanks. Bye now. Bye.
Take care. And that list that I promised of the top seven must-watch 9/11 films over at breakthematrix.substack.com, A Crash Course in 9/11 Truth, seven documentaries you need to see. Number one is Seven, The Smoking Gun. Number two, in which you can watch on YouTube, most of these you can watch on YouTube. Number two is Explosive Evidence, The Science Supporting Controlled Demolition. And that was put out by Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, I believe, 2016. Someone Would Have Said Something, The Whistleblowers. Number three, number four, The Cover-Up, 9/11 Suspects. Number five, Follow the Money. Number six, Foxes in the Hen House. Or 9/11 Trillions, Follow the Money, then Foxes in the Hen House, and Fabled Enemies, and the film that started it all, Loose Change, Final Cut, 2007. And I know there are quite a few other documentaries, and I've linked as many as I could on the on my website over at the links page at theliberationstation.com. So let's see, are we fresh out of calls? It looks like we are. And see what other trouble I can get into today. And well, some good news. I'll end on a good news story. Representative Greg Stoib, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, out of Florida here, out of Sarasota, he visits a beagle rescued from mass breeding facility. This is his press release, September 9th. Well, remember those Fauci beagles, those over 4,000 beagles? If you do a search of BeagleGate or hashtag BeagleGate, finding over 4,000 beagles are liberated and in loving homes rather than being tortured and doomed at the hands of Fauci and Vigo, which is the company he financed for those experiments. And fortunately for White Coat Waste Project, in being instrumental in liberating all those great beagles. Check them out, whitecoatwaste.org. I'm Chris Steiner. Thanks for tuning in. And my show again is Sundays on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, 10 a.m. to noon central. Until then, I'll take great care.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.